This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest is songwriter, singer, and bandleader John Doe. In 1977, he co-founded the Los Angeles-based band X, one of the most enduring and influential punk bands. He and his co-founder, Exene Cervenka, soon married. A few years later, the band and the marriage dissolved. The band recently reunited to make an acoustic album called Unclogged. And John Doe has a new CD with his latest band, The John Doe Thing. The album is called Kissing So Hard. John Doe also has a movie career. He's appeared in the film Salvador, Great Balls of Fire, Slam Dance, and Wyatt Earp. He plays a rock musician in the new film Georgia. We asked him to bring his guitar and play some of his own songs and some of the songs that have influenced him. He also brought the lead guitarist from his band, Smokey Hormel, formerly of the Blasters. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for being here. And I want to start, John, with something from the new record. But before you play something, tell us about the sound that you went for on the new album.
I think we any chance we were given, we went more towards X, more towards punk rock, more towards sounds rather than beauty, directness, without just being dumb, not just rootsy.
What's wrong with rootsy?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just got tired of it, I think. And I'm much more interested in suspending chords and seeing how you can make different kinds of music. Because once you know what you're going to do, then I think you should stop doing it. If you're not experimenting and trying to find, you know, where did I come from and where can I go, then you're not going anywhere. You're just doing what you know you can do.
Maybe you could play the title track from your new CD, Kissing So Hard.
I will. This is Kissing, inspired by people, my wife, and other people in Tucson, Arizona.
Stronger than me. But I'm always missing, walking through the rest of tunnels late at night, breaking up a young Latin couple, plastered to the wall. Kissing so hard, kissing so hard. She's made of snakes, a lot smarter than me. Made of sand, scarier than me. Her tan turns blacker out on the road, so much darker than I'll ever be. Everyone wants to be thought about. Everyone wants to be remembered. Kissing so hard, kissing so hard, kissing so hard. One time her world shattered, she got high on a hill, but her shoulders are so big and square, like a man-sized holds of love. Thank you. wants to be thought about. Everyone wants to be remembered. Kissing so hard. Kissing so hard. Kissing so hard.
That's a great song. And that's John Doe, the title track from his new album, performed in our studio with Smokey Hormel on electric guitar. And John, I'd like to do like a little music biography with you. What came first for you, playing guitar or singing?
Singing. Mm-hmm. Choirs. My mother sang and my father played piano. I was in like school choruses and junk like that. Yeah.
What do they have you sing in the chorus?
Oh, you know, those terrible Christmas songs and things like that. The little drummer boy, you know, rum pum rum pum, you know, all that jazz.
So you were in choir. Now, how did you get from choir to rock and roll? Was rock and roll what you were really listening to?
Folk music to show tunes to rock and roll.
What was your folk music phase like?
Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie. A guy named Sam Hinton, who I think lives in San Diego still. My aunt lived in California, and she sent me signed Sam Hinton records.
Oh, that's nice.
He was amazing. He had a beautiful, pure voice. He did a song called, which I can do. Way up in the Sierra peaks where the yellow pines grow tall, old Rusty Jiggs and Sandy Sam had a rodeo camp last fall. And they go on to meet the devil, and they tie knots in his tail. So when you're out in the Sierra Peaks and you hear a long drawn wail, that's the devil himself crying about the knots in his tail.
Huh.
Yeah, it's great.
So
they go to the Whiskey Row and they have 40 shots, and then the devil pops up as they're going back to their camp, and one of the cowboys says, "Well, the devil be damned," said Sandy Sam. "Us boys may be pretty tight. You ain't going to gather any cowboy souls unless you put up a fight."
Now, how old are you during this period?
Oh, like 6, 7.
Oh, and you're learning these songs already?
Well, I went back and relearned it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But my brother lost the record when he went to college.
Uh-huh. No, no.
Actually, Ramblin' Jack Elliott does that as a spoken word thing.
Can you play something for us that's either a folk song or a song that's folk influenced?
Yeah. Woody Guthrie was one of the main guys, and we did the song Vigilante Man, but didn't put it on the record because we changed a bunch of the words. So this is the last verse of that version. 3, 4.
Tell me, what is a vigilante man? Pistol in each hand to shoot his brother and sister down. I've been hearing his name all over this land. Tell me, what is a vigilante man?
When did you start listening to rock and roll? When did that enter the picture for you?
I would say third or fourth grade. So the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all that stuff.
And did you have teachers then who were saying, wanted you to stay in choir and thought that you were picking up bad influences?
Oh, no, I sang all the way through like junior high school.
Oh, really?
In choruses and choirs.
So yeah. You kind of lived in both worlds at the same time.
Yeah, I listened to that the good stuff and, you know, sang the stuff that they gave us, like The Shadow of Your Smile and things like that. Yeah. Can't you just see it?
So what kind of rock and roll was influencing you?
Well, in Baltimore at that point, James Brown owned a station, WEBB.
Huh.
The Web, with amazing reverb on when they would say Web. And there was just so much, like, Motown, rock and roll, and Baltimore was really fixed in the 50s. It took them until about 64 to get out of the 50s. So they had a lot of doo-wop and Little Richard and things like that.
When you started listening to black music, did you try to change your voice at all?
No. I couldn't. I mean, I tried singing like that, but it didn't work, so.
Do you want to play something from one of your rock and roll influences?
Yes, if I can remember what that was.
Some Dylan.
Oh, yeah. This is a little bit later. It's not truly rock and roll, but we could segue. We'll segue from, like, Dylan to another thing, and it'll be groovy. 3, 4.
You may start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon her knees. I'm waiting for my man. $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 135. Feeling really more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man.
I'm glad you segged into a Lou Reed song there, because it gives me an opportunity to bring up that you're in a new movie called Georgia.
Right.
Which is opening when?
December.
Great. And you do a couple of Lou Reed songs in there, because you play
the leader of
a band there. Yeah. So that...
We do I'll Be Your Mirror and There She Goes and Sally Can't Dance.
So was the Velvet Underground a big influence on you?
When my brother brought that banana record home, it was the stuff. Peeling off that banana.
The banana on the cover.
So, but, you know, that was a little later, and we live close to New York, so I really felt like, wow.
What did you hear in the Velvets that you hadn't heard before?
Noise.
And you like that?
Noise, and just, who cares if he sings? Who cares? It's like, it just was the vibe. And an incredible bravery. It wasn't perfect. It was far from perfect. But it had an atmosphere and a tension that a lot of other music didn't.
See, that's something that interests me about your singing, because like a lot of the bands during the punk period of the 70s and 80s, I mean, the whole punk ethic was that you didn't necessarily have to have chops, you didn't need technique, you didn't need to be a, quote, good singer. I mean, if you had the right feeling about it, that mm-hmm. could really carry it, and I really loved that aspect of the music. But you really have what it takes as a singer. I mean, you know, you have the voice, and you were in choir, and you were singing show tunes,
mm-hmm.
and still that sensibility really spoke to you, that more kind of raw.
I keep trying to have less of a voice, I guess. You know, you always want what you don't have. But for my money, someone who can communicate and someone who has feeling is worth 20 people that have a great voice.
Well, you can have feeling either way, with a great voice or
yeah,
with a,
but sometimes it gets in the way.
Your good voice gets in the way?
No, not mine necessarily, but in general. And I've been able to develop, since I've been around for like a million years singing and stuff, I've been able to develop, you know, the ability to communicate and still sing. I feel like I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm learning things from people that are much younger than me. And learning more dynamics, learning how to sing quieter, and get deeper into the emotions.
John Doe is my guest, and he has a new album called Kissing So Hard. And why don't we take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Can you play us one of your early songs, an early song that you wrote where you thought, this isn't bad, this is a real song?
Actually, it wasn't until I moved to California that I kind of figured out how to write.
And you were how old by then?
Oh, 20s, 23, 24. And I'd been to New York. I'd seen the Talking Heads. I'd seen Blondie. And that's why I didn't go there, because obviously the Heartbreakers and those people already had that scene kind of set. But I did hear this television song called Venus de Milo's Arms. And I thought, God, that's a cool idea. So this was something that came from that. And it took X about, I think, 6 records to put it on a record. 3, 4.
I got a couple of words to say for all your strong and silent types. Don't talk to the girls they want to love, though it means their life. I'll say this next time you get stuck and the words won't come. Your eyes are blue as the coals that burn in your black corsage. I'll talk for you under the balcony in blue. I'll talk for you. I'll talk for you. Cyrano de Bergerac's band.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Now, how did you learn what you know about chords?
Like last year. I would write most of the stuff on bass, and we had a piano at home, and uh-huh. I did learn like intervals and how you made chords.
Uh-huh. There's something about your songs. I don't know whether it's the intervals or what, but there's something that's just like very John Doe about them, and I can never tell whether it's the chords or the intervals or what. That gives it that sound that I'm thinking of that I'm having a great difficulty of describing, and maybe you can help me.
it's the punk rock thing. It's go to exactly a half step off of what the chord should be.
Yes, that's exactly
like, it. Here's Wild Thing. And here's Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't think Kurt Cobain did that intentionally, but it's going to the like one half step off of the thing, and X did that a lot, like in Your Phone's Off the Hook. We just go a half step off, and that's what the interval thing is.
I'm really glad you explained that, because I could hear something was going on, and I had no idea what
just
it was.
Pick the exact wrong chord. It's like, I think Thelonious Monk said, there are no wrong notes, it just depends what you follow it with.
Now, did you do it intentionally? Did you have any idea what you were doing, or did you hear other people do it and follow up on it?
No, I did it intentionally. Just to see what it would do to the melody.
Yeah, it makes it really interesting.
Yeah.
It's some like ultra minor type of sound.
It makes your head twist like the RCA dog.
Now, is it hard to do that singing? I mean, do you do the equivalent in melody lines, do you think?
It's harder to do in melody. And I think people are doing it more now. They're singing a wrong note and then making, or a unexpected note and then making the chord shift to that. There's a lot more open tuning and suspended chords like that instead of that.
When you say it's harder to do in the melody, do you mean it's just like harder to sing those intervals, or it's harder to write like that?
For me, it's harder to write like that because I grew up with a very standard style of singing.
Yeah, don't you think that sometimes the songs that you grew up listening to just kind of imprint themselves on you, and it's like your basic vocabulary, and you're always going to think in that language?
Yeah, that's why people who sing nowadays have that ability to scream their guts out because they grew up listening to AC/DC, which is cool, you know?
So in some place in your mind, do melodies want to resolve like they were Rodgers and Hammerstein or something because you grew up listening to show tunes?
Yeah, or just pop music, you know. But that makes a great challenge because then you're forced to look further in songwriting and melody and lyrics and so forth.
John Doe, his new CD is called Kissing So Hard. He and guitarist Smokey Hormel will be back in the second part of our show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with John Doe and with the lead guitarist of his band, Smokey Hormel. Doe is the co-founder of X, the seminal Los Angeles punk band. X recently reunited to make an acoustic album called Unclogged. John Doe has a new album of his own called Kissing So Hard. The guitarist Smokey Hormel is featured on it. When we left off in part one of our interview and performance, John Doe was talking about how he uses chords in his songs. Maybe you could play a chorus of something that is a song of yours that shows the kinds of... that shows what you're talking about musically now.
Okay. One, two, three, four...
This is how wings turn into feathers. Torn apart, we fall to the ground. Torn apart, we fall apart. If you need someone and need to know, please tell me. Love knows what you won't tell me. Time knows where you've been spending. I know, 'cause they're my friends. They tell me everything. Love knows, love knows, love knows what you never told me. You said you never lied.
That's great.
Yeah. So see, this with, say, bands like Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and stuff like that, it allows you to go back and do what you first started doing and felt like you did best.
John, when you got to L.A. and you started playing with X and your sound was more punk, what changed about your songwriting and about your approach to singing?
Moving to Los Angeles was cathartic to me.
Mm-hmm.
It meant that I could throw away everything. I could be a new person. I became John Doe there.
Is this your first time away from home?
No. I'd lived in Washington, D.C. and lived outside of Baltimore in this rural black community and stuff like that, which was great. Listening to Robert Johnson and living like amongst all these black people, it was like, oh, wow, I am one. But of course I wasn't. But Los Angeles gives people the ability to adopt new personalities. And I did. I threw away every piece of musical knowledge that I had, and I rejected all of it. I rejected everybody that I had listened to. And only through that was I able to, and were we as a band able to find something new.
And was there a point where you start letting those people back into your life?
Yeah, I would say sooner than one would expect. Maybe from 77 was when I rejected all that stuff and then let it back in maybe in 81, something like that. From people like Jeffrey Lee Pierce, Dave Alvin, who had the real stuff. I mean, they had the real interesting 78s and the real interesting melodically and thematically records.
Now, what do you think you found in yourself by shutting out all of the early influences and shutting out your former personality that you might not have found had you not gone through this big transformation and period of rejection?
I guess, I don't know. I guess I found more of a unique voice, something that was from within, rather than just trying to write songs like John Lennon or Bob Dylan.
This would be a good time to hear one of your new songs. Maybe something else from your new album, Kissing So Hard.
Sure.
Maybe you can introduce it for us.
Let's see. Well, of course, this is going to fly in the face of all the stuff we've been talking about, because this is the most sort of country and standardy song on the entire record. This is called Tragedy by Definition. It's a love song in which people don't truly get loved, but they try really hard. And there's a moment of salvation towards the end. when it all falls away. I don't want you to have to be anything. I just want you to be in love with me. When it all comes down to this, I don't want you to have to do anything. I just want you to be in love with me. I would crawl across the yard on my hands and knees, if that would keep you loving me. I never want to lose you. I see couples busting apart at the seams. This world can be a tragedy. Romance has got to be the greatest fantasy. Watch a couple's tender kiss. I know you know how it feels to live like this. I just hope we can stay in love this way. I'll crawl across the yard on my hands and knees. If that would keep you loving me, I'd never want to lose you. I see couples busting apart at the seams. This world can be a tragedy. Have to say anything. I just hope we can stay in love some kind of way.
Thank you for playing that. That's a song by John Doe. It's featured on his new album, Kissing So Hard. And also featured with us on electric guitar is Smokey Hormel. Let me do something I'd like to do at the end of performances. I'm going to ask you to play a song that you'd like to redeem, a song that other people might think of as corny or bad or stupid or totally insignificant that you happen to like very much.
Oh, jeez.
And that's out of character for you.
See, we used to play this game on the bus or in the van, and it was sort of French Kiss, Strom Thurmond, or name a song that you are ashamed that you love. Right? I'm terrible at this. There is a song that I will cop to loving is by 10cc called, no, I've just forgotten it again.
I'm still in love. Or
not in love.
The song by 10cc, I'm Not in Love. Which is an amazing song. And I think somebody redid that. I think somebody did redeem it. But not. It needs to be bare bones. And then there's Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman. Another amazing song. And very current sounding. But I don't know how to play those.
You don't know how to play them?
No.
Well, this has really been wonderful. And I want to thank you both enormously for being here.
Thanks a lot
for
asking.
Our pleasure.
John Doe and guitarist Smokey Hormel. John Doe's new album is called Kissing So Hard. There's also a new X album called Unclogged. And you can see John Doe playing a rock musician in the new film Georgia. This is Fresh Air.